Timothy chapter 2 from verse 1 to 4. 2 Timothy 2, 1 to 4. And it reads, "You therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus, and the things that you heard from me and many witnesses, commit these to faithful men who will be able to teach others also. You therefore must endure hardship as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No one engaged in warfare entangles himself in the affairs of his life, that he may please him who enlisted him as a soldier. 5. And also, if anyone competes in athletics, he is not crowned unless he competes according to the rules." May the Lord bless you in Jesus' name.
Amen. Good morning.
We are grateful to God for giving us the opportunity to gather here to worship him, to praise his holy name. I hope you all had a wonderful week. And we must apologize for the little itch that we have with our media. And this is a classic example of what we are talking about today. To be battle ready, because you don't know what tomorrow holds for us. So we all have to be battle ready. And before we move forward, I would like to say welcome to our visitors who are watching TV with us for the first time. I can see some new faces out there. How are you? You're welcome to the family of Christ in Leicester. And the others, don't worry, we'll know more about you during the notice. Yes. So our word of exhortation this morning is what you've seen on the screen, a good soldier. We all know what a soldier is. I used to say that if I had the opportunity, I would have been a soldier because I like them. When they are parents, the way they look, and they are always serious people, they are serious minded. My wife says I'm too serious for her liking, but I don't know how to be unserious because you have to keep your eyes on the ball, you have to keep your focus to where you are going. So for this morning, we will encourage ourselves using the image of a soldier and comparing ourselves as soldiers, because Christians are soldiers of Christ. The life of a Christian is not a playground, it is a battleground. The Apostle Paul wrote, if you listen to the Bible reading, it's to Timothy, and use the image of a soldier to describe discipline, endurance, devotion that requires of a Christian. Think of the image of a soldier. You can see, this is the British Army. Full regalia. The one on the far right is a female soldier. You can see the helmet, the rifle, the shoes, battle ready. You can even see the way she's looking. I see something is coming. That should be our mindset. Christians must be mentally and physically prepared, because this world is a battlefront. Some people feel that when you come to Christ, it's a place of to come and sit down. No, it is not just a place of comfort. It's a place where we war. The Bible says we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but powers, but rulers in high places. Christian soldiers need to have a similar discipline as the worldly soldiers. They have to be determined. They have to have courage and show loyalty. Some of us are Christian. We say we are Christian. But it's in these four worlds that we show ourselves as Christian. But out there, we want to look like the world, feel like the world, dress like them, speak like them. We want to feel we belong. But what does the Bible say? The Bible says, if any man be in Christ, 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17. It said, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Behold, all things are passed away, and all things are become new. I have an experience of a brother in Church of Christ, who fought in the Somalian war. To my land war was one of the most brutal wars in Africa. He was deployed as an ECOMOC soldier for 3 years at the battlefront. And when the war ended, he came back to Nigeria. And immediately he landed, he said in his mind that I'm resigning, enough. And so after coming back home, he said for a few days, he was very, very unsettled. He was very, very unsettled. And he felt that something is missing in him. And one day he remembered, wow, it was my rifle. He said he had his rifle every time, night and day, weather, anywhere, whatever he's doing. Similarly, Christians must have such mindset as Christian soldiers. The book of Timothy, 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 1, verse 12. He said, thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit. And that is this is 1 to 5, our text. Commit to men that we're able to deliver to others, who shall be able to teach others. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Christ. No man that worried entangled himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who had chosen him as a soldier. You will notice that in this passage, it said, we are soldiers. And if you want to win this battle, you have to free yourself from every form of distraction that can take you away from being a good soldier. He said, endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. In verse 5, he said, and if a man also strive for a mastery, yet he is not crowned, except he strive lawfully. My brothers and sisters, being a Christian is the wisest decision to make, but that's not the end of the game. Because our end point is eternal life. Not everyone, Jesus said, not every man that calls me Lord, Lord, shall do what? Shall inherit the kingdom of what? Whosoever doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven. As Christian soldiers, we have to be dedicated, we have to be diligent, we have to be committed to this battle so that we can win. I would like us to compare the life of a soldier, their mindset, their physical, mental preparedness to that of a Christian in three different ways. Yeah, this was the passage I was looking for, that fight the good fight of faith, lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou hast called and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. Now, looking at the soldier and their characteristics, how can we relate it? We want to look at it in three different dimensions. First, the appearance and character of a soldier. A soldier in his appearance reflects allegiance. You as a Christian, who do you belong? Where do you belong? As soldiers of Christ, our appearance must show who our allegiance belongs to. His uniform, like the images we saw, his uniform shows the side he belongs to. His discipline, posture, reveal his commitment. I remember Jesus in one of his teachings. He said that you can either be cold or hot. You can never be lukewarm. You cannot be. You just have to choose one. If you have come to Jesus, my brother, my sister, you have to make your choice. Because it's a sad thing. I will declare that you are for Christ. And at the end of the day, you are caught by the enemy. Because a slacking soldier will just be caught by a trailing gunfire. Likewise, the Christian life must reflect who you are. In Ephesians chapter 6, verse 11, Paul encourages believers to put on the whole armor of God. You see that the soldiers have their helmets. They have their vest. They even have the bullet protection. They have their faith. They have different kinds of armor. Apart from their knife, they have a pistol, they have a gun, they have... They even learn kung fu fight. When there is no weapon to fight, we have to have ourselves, we have to be armed. In Ephesians chapter 6, let's read that place. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 11.
Put on the whole armor of God, that he may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil.
Yes. When you read that, it says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness in this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. It says, wherefore, verse 13, take unto you the whole armor, that we may be able to withstand in the evil days, and having stand all, and having done all, to stand therefore, having your loins girded at the girt about with the truth. Now, this comes to the regalia of a Christian. The appearance of a Christian is not your physical look, it's not your fine face, even though a good look is pleasant. But as Christian, what kind of armor should we have? The Bible, first and foremost, talked about the truth must be our God. What we guard ourselves, we must speak the truth at all times. And having the breastplate of righteousness. Righteousness is just being right all the time. Professing rightness. Doing what is right. We've all listened to all these things. Choosing the right path. Making the right decision. Standing by the will of Christ. And your feet being shod by the preparation of the gospel of peace. Oftentimes we think that until when we carry this Bible and go about and tell that Jesus loves you, that is where we are preaching the gospel. Not just that. By your action, by the things that you do, by your countenance, by your disposition, you can preach the gospel. This morning the teacher was talking about how you can win an enemy. When people see your good character, they will ask you, who do you belong? Imagine, those people in our society that they are gentle, some of us call them, oh, he's a pastor. Naturally, we feel they are men of God because they are peacemakers. This is the kind of attitude and appearance that the Bible wants us to wear. The gospel of peace is about bringing reconciliation. Peace. How do you love your enemy? You can love your enemy by, first of all, forgiving them in your heart. Yes. You know, when we forgive them, then we can allow them in. The Bible in the book of John, it says that we should be ready always to answer everyone that asks you the reason of the hope that is in you. How? With meekness and fear. There is always an opportunity to show them the love of Christ. When we show people the love of Christ, it's kindness. What is it about Jesus? All that is about Christ is mercy, forgiveness, compassion. That is all it is. It's all about mercy. It's all about forgiveness. It's all about compassion. It's all about love. That is what we stand for. And so when you read that passage that it says, and your feet with the preparation of the gospel, and above all, taking the shield of faith, where we shall be able to quench all the very dark of the wicked. The wicked is looking for people he may win to his side, using ideas, suggestions, thinking, manipulating us. But when we are for Christ, when we have faith in Christ, that we can do all things to Christ, we will not be afraid. And take the element of salvation. The salvation is our shield, because when you are saved, you are already passed from danger. you are in safety. And take the element of salvation and the sword of the Spirit. My brother and my sister, our offense, our own rifle at the battlefront is the word of God. The Bible says in the book of John, John chapter 6, it says, sanctify them with thy word. Thy word is truth. The word of God is the truth. It's our sword, it's our battle. And how do we use it? If you don't know it, it's by learning it. Reading. Give yourself a challenge. Every day, I want to read a Bible passage, a Bible verse. Pick a book and take it one after the other. There are many apps. We all have a mobile phone. There are many apps that talk about daily devotion. You can join one that discusses the Bible on a daily basis. These are the way the words of God will live in you. Remember, there are only songs that we listen to, and we take the lyrics of those songs, don't we? We take it and we sing it without anybody pushing us. When the word of God dwells richly in you, they come into your conversation, they come into your discussion. Even when you dream, you will see yourself confessing those words in your dream. Has it happened to you before? You have to. It's when you have the abundance of this word in you, that's when you can use it to fight. What does the devil use to cheat people or deceive? It's by lies and manipulation. But you have the word of truth. Our appearance is not outward look of our dressing. It is the presence of Christ in our life. Our uniform is holiness. What is holiness? Holiness is separate yourself. Is being set aside. I said earlier that some of us want to belong to the world, feel like the world, dress like the world, do like the world, and yet we are Christian. No, the Bible says, what does darkness has to do with light? Imagine yourself dressed in white, and you don't want this white to be stained. What would you do? You will avoid muddy water, right? You will avoid crowd. You will avoid oily food. This is the life of a Christian. The best way to defeat sin is avoidance. You have to avoid it. The Bible says, run from every... It's not say devil. It says, appearance. It looks like. It suggests like. Run from it. Our uniform is holiness. Obedience. Many of the time, we want to eat our cake and have it. No, it's not possible in Christ. You have to obey. The Bible says, obedience is better than sacrifice. Let me tell you, the truth is that you all know the truth. You know what is right. You know what is wrong. But you have to choose to obey. It is not easy. But with Christ, we are more than conquerors. Our love to others, these are the way we can show the beauty. This is our uniform to the world. The world should see Christ in your conduct, in your word, in your choices. The teacher this morning said, we should be a light. Matthew chapter 5 verse 16. Be a light to the world. You are the standard. You are the reference point. A good soldier of Christ looks the part. You can't just dress or look like somebody in the world and call yourself a Christian. You can't behave like them and call yourself a Christian. External appearance is not what we are talking about. It is our inner beauty of a transformed and disciplined living. Book of Hebrews chapter 6 verse 11. It says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. That is not the part that I want to show you. But if you read further, it says, for those that come to God must believe that he is. And he is the rewarder of those that diligently seek him. That is the place I'm going. It's only diligent seeker that God can reward. In 2 Corinthians chapter 6, let's quickly read. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 14 to 16. Yeah, he said, verse 15, have you read of the, okay, yeah, thank you very much. So as soldiers of Christ, we cannot have the same union with the people of the world. Another way we can compare ourselves as good soldiers of Christ and the soldier imagery of this world is our mindset, our readiness. 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 8. He said, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, like a roaring lion, walketh about and seeking whom to devour. We have to be ready. The Bible says we have to be diligent. A good soldier must always be mentally and physically prepared. You will know the life of soldiers. They train every day. They sharpen their skills. They test their weapon. They are alert. Same way as Christian. Paul writes in 2 Timothy 2 verse 3. He said, endure hardship. I remember my sister, my elder sister used to talk about something. She used to say that it's going to be a very sad thing. If in this life you choose not to do like the people of the world, you pretend to be a Christian, but at the end of the day, you still lose your life. Because you were not diligent. You have to make your choice. Coming to Christ is not bread and butter. It's a serious business. A Christian soldier readiness must show in his endurance to hardship. Life cannot mean not always seems good, but you have to show diligence in hardship. The Bible says, blessed is the man who endures temptation. James chapter 1 verse 12. You have to be focused. A good soldier of Christ must avoid distraction. There are so many distractions. One of the biggest distractions that is currently in this world is this phone. We are all distracted. We spend all our time. Yet, there are many things that we can focus ourselves on doing. It derails our mind. A good soldier must remain focused. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1 to 2. It says, wherefore, seeing we all so encompassed by so great cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and sin that doth easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising shame, and he sat down at the right hand of God. Courage. A soldier must face the enemy without fear. 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 7. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of what? Of power and of love and of sound mind. That is what the kind of spirit that is in you. But if you don't know who you are, you will just pretend. You will just be lost with the people of the world. What about the mission of a soldier? As Christian soldier, what is our mission? Every soldier lives for the mission. For the mission of serving and protecting and advancing the cause of his commander. Every soldier is walking by a direction. Same way as Christian, our mission is clear: to serve Christ and to spread the gospel. Paul, in his letter to the people of Philippians, in Philippians chapter 1, verse 21, he said, to live is Christ, and to die is gain. My brother, my sister, this must be our mindset. Because, you see, sometimes we think that enduring hardness is lost because there is so much pleasure. Indeed, there are many pleasures. Even the devil showed Jesus in Matthew 4. That look at the whole world. Look at the beauty. Look at the pleasure. That is what it flashes in our faith. But according to the writing of Apostle Paul in Romans chapter 8, verse 18, he said, I reckon that the suffering of this present time cannot be compared to the glory that shall be revealed in my brother and my sister. There is far more greater blessing when you choose to stand for Christ than for the things of this world. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 24.
Knowing not that they which run the race run off, but one is ready to treat the prize so wrong that he may obtain.
And every man, verse 25, that striveth for mastery is temperate in all things. Now they do it for corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. I therefore so run, not as uncertainty. So I fight, not as somebody beating the air, but I keep under my body and bring it unto subjection, lest by any means I, when I have preached to others, I myself will be a castaway. God forbid, but it's only for the diligence. Our purpose is to carry the message of Christ and fight for his cause, not for self, but for the will of the master. Christian soldiers fight for Christ to be heard, to be seen. We fight for Christ to be received. We fight by our words, by our action, by our appearance, by our conduct. Our mission is to the end of time, till everyone knows the gospel. How can we carry about this mission? How can we deliver the cause of Christ? How? First and foremost, with your lifestyle. People will see you. People will hear your voice. People will see your passion, with your choices, your appearance, your disposition, your countenance. These are the way to show people that you are the light. You are the reference point. Another way, even though we're in a society where people don't go door to door to preach about Christ, but you can invite somebody here. Bring them in. Tell them about Jesus. Tell them about the goodness of Christ. There is plenty of beauty. In Christ, there is hope. The Bible says, and the peace of God that passes all understanding in Christ. It's not about rationality. You know, people feel safe when they have money, right? But think about the rich poor. There's a parable Jesus gave. He said, the man haven't walked yet. He didn't steal. He walked out. He told my soul, rest. But what does Jesus say? He said, oh, thou fool. That's what he called him. He said, this night, your soul shall be required of thee. See, my brothers, for every effort that you do, that you make to show the love of Christ, the image of Christ, the beauty, his blessing and mercy to the world, there is a reward for you. There are many ways we can invite people to Christ. Recently, we all have social media, we share it. I have just created an electronic invite. If you see that greenish, bluish picture, I'm going to put it on the platform so that you can share with people. If you can't share that copy, you have friends. Decide in your mind, who do I want to tell about it? You don't need to discuss it. Just send it. The Bible says, Apollo fall so well. Apollo water it. But who brings the increase? It is God. All you need to do is to do your part. I want you to please share with your friend, the people you love, the people you think, you care about. Invite them in. Leave the rest to God. God will complete it. He has never failed. He has always finished his call. Yes, Brother Wisdom, There is a stand there at the back in that foyer. Please bring it forward here. There is a stand that invite card. Can you please bring it forward here? You can tell others about Christ with your lifestyle. Dare to be different. Dare to be different. We are not the same with this world. Bring it forward, please. Don't worry. Don't be ashamed. Bring it here. Pass through the middle. Thank you very much. Bring it forward. I want you to know that we have some resources, even though they may appear inadequate. Thank you very much. They may appear inadequate, but these are tools you can use to invite people. This is a poster. You can share it with somebody. You can put it in your neighbor's mailbox. This is a piece of message that people can see. There is a card behind that box I gave you this morning. Please bring it forward. I have decided to show you this for you to know that there are elements you can keep in your purse. Sometimes some people ask for your identity. You can show them this is where I belong. The card and the newsletter. Bring everything. Thank you very much. I'm sorry to take your time. But these are important resources that we have that you can use to bring people to Christ. This is another one. I encourage you today, have one or two in your purse, in your pouch. This is our newsletter. It communicates about us. You don't need to know about it, but you can be an instrument of salvation. Remember, Paul sowed, Apollo watered, but who brings the increase? It is God. This is a card that has been designed. It has a QR code for all of the young people. Tell them they can see our website. They can know about our messages are published on the website. And this is our address. Have it in your car. I encourage you today to talk about Jesus. Be an ambassador of Christ. And Christ will never forget you. Your reward will never be in vain. This is a newsletter. You can tell, it's an instrument. Give it to somebody. Oh, do you know where I worship? This is something. Take it with you. When they read it, they'll ask you a question. If you can't answer the question, you can tell them about me. You can tell about Gary. You can bring them to church. And I'm sure a little here, a little there. We have fulfilled your path. And Christ will never forget you. Maybe you want to join this wonderful family. You've never been there. You can make a decision by turning your faith into action through the water of baptism. You can't just sit on the belief that, oh, I know the church. Oh, I know about Christ. You have to decide to join true baptism. The Bible says in the book of 1 Peter chapter 3, 21, it says, the like figure were come to baptism, which now saves us. Not the putting away of the filth of the flesh. Baptism saves us. He said, but it is the answer of a good conscience. It is simple obedience. So I encourage you today, come to Christ and you will never regret it. May God bless His word in Jesus' name.
Amen.